This is Wood Radio's Talk of the Town, and I'm Phil Tower. Thank you for tuning in. It's a pleasure to have you along with us on this Sunday afternoon. Steve Kelly and Brett Vaquita have the week off, and I'm pleased to welcome back to our studios Jim Zylstra, the owner of Tuff Turf Mole Busters. They're online at Tuff, T-U-F-F, Turf, T-U-R-F, MoleBusters.com, TuffTurfMoleBusters.com. Jim, welcome back. Great to have you here.
Thank you, Phil. Great to be here.
It is mole season, right? It's early April, or is it too early? I mean, are you getting calls of Tuff Turf Mole Busters?
Oh, yeah. Well, the moles don't hibernate. They are active all winter long. When there's a lot of snow cover, that actually insulates the ground. We have less frost.
Okay.
And if there ever is frost, they just go below the frost line.
You know, I never knew that. I just learned something right now. They don't go away. They don't fly south or anything like
that. No, they don't fly south. They don't hibernate. They are active all winter long. And that's right. Usually when people notice them is the snow melts away and, my goodness, your lawn has landmines all over the place.
I know you like to make a point of, and this is, it's pretty impressive, a point of talking about a number of moles caught. And I don't know if this is like fishing, if it's catch and release or if it's catch and dispose. I mean, both ways. You're approaching, what did I see, almost 5,000 moles? Is that right?
That was last year alone.
Yeah.
You've
already surpassed that?
Yes. This year, we've only confirmed about 100 of them.
Okay.
That's just because we've only made, we've been working for 2 weeks now, and we've only been to every property only once so far.
Okay.
So we have yet to go back and empty the traps. And yes, we do catch and release. The only thing is when we release them, they just go thump on the ground and really don't do anything.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I was wondering about that. I mean, because I know you probably have some customers who say, yeah, I hate these, but please don't harm them. But then others who will say, can you put them in a line so that I can shoot them with my shotgun? So I know people, they're probably varying degrees of angst toward these moles, right?
Most people don't care if they are not returned alive. That's pretty much the general consensus.
Yeah. That would be true. Okay, let's go through. By the way, we're speaking with Jim Zylstra, owner of Tuff Turf Mole Busters. If you have moles in your yard, you want to check them out. TuffTurfMoleBusters.com. TuffTurfMoleBusters.com. And you want to stay listening because we have a very special offer for those of you listening to this conversation on Wood Radio. And you've got to stay tuned for that as well. But I want to ask you, it's early in the season. Let's go through the how to identify if I have moles or not and what to look for. And then, okay, I need to call Jim.
Great question. Moles will leave the bigger piles, and they also do leave ridges across the lawn. A lot of people tell me they have holes like in their bark bed or in their lawn. It looks like a snake went through the grass or you left the garden hose out all winter. Those are actually voles because if you've got a hole the size of a quarter, the size of a ping pong ball, maybe that is a vole. Moles usually do not leave the ground. They want to dwell underneath the ground. They don't come above the ground.
Mm-hmm. And you capture both?
The voles we can repel. We can chase them away. And then usually the neighbor's cat, birds, natural predators take care of them.
So they're a little smaller than
the
mole.
Yes, they are a field mouse, actually.
Okay, interesting. You do more than just moles and getting rid of moles. Let's talk about that. What else do you do besides that?
This time of year, a high demand for what we do is lawn rolling. We use a 3,000-pound asphalt steamroller to go over the lawn. Does a pretty good job of knocking those mole piles back down again.
Okay. And that probably is important, especially if you've had mole damage. Once you've gotten rid of the moles, you can do that as well.
You still got the damage, yeah. Once the moles are gone, you still have the damage they created.
Well, you guys stand apart, but for those who are looking at this saying, I can do it myself, or, you know, call my buddy Jim, the other Jim who lays and sleeps in a sleeping bag next to the mole hole at night. What talk about the advantage of using a professional company like Tuff Turf Mole Busters.
We're going to stay on top of it. Persistency is basically the key. We're out there to hunt those things and to continue going after them, and we've got the experience. That's all my guys do every day, all day long, is go after these things.
Yeah, and this is not a one-and-done process. A lot of times you'll eradicate the moles from a customer's lawn and then maybe they're going to come back.
Correct.
And maybe even come back between treatments. Talk about that.
Yeah. There's no guarantee you can ever eliminate an animal. Everybody wants that magical silver bullet. Just do something and they're gone and never come back. Well, they're an animal. They're in their natural habitat. You moved into their territory.
Yes.
And you built on their property, they're going to keep coming. And that's the key, is we control them. We kill them. We keep killing them. And we also use repellents to keep them away from the perimeter then.
Yeah, we're talking with Jim Zylstra, owner of Tough Turf Mole Busters. They're online at toughturfmolebusters.com. toughturfmolebusters.com. And you know their trucks. It's signature. They've got the wonderful mole on top. Looks like somebody's popping his head out of the top of the truck. As we're talking about this, we mentioned earlier for our Wood Radio listeners, you've got a special you'd like to share with them.
Yeah, we're offering a free core aeration if you sign up for a premium lawn fertilizing program.
All right. And you can do that as well, too. We didn't talk about that.
Yep.
I mean, in addition to taking care of the moles and rolling the lawn, you can have the lawn aerated and fertilized. And it is that time of year
to put
down the fertilizer.
It is. It is that time of the year to start getting that crabgrass control down. You know, these soil temperatures can jump up real quick. And once the soil temperatures get too warm, it's too late. The crabgrass already started growing. But right now is a great time to be doing that.
Yeah, that's really important. And I think one other thing that's worth mentioning is you guys really take a lot of time to make sure the customers know your quality reputation, that you're going to do the job and you're going to do it right. And if people research you online, that's going to be borne out as well, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have a grade A rating with Angie's List. We've won the Super Service Award 6 years in a row.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. We have 230 reviews on Angie's List. We got over 130 Google reviews with a 4.6 rating and an A grade with the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah. You know, when it comes to this, it may take a while for people to realize they can't do this on their own. I bet you hear that from a lot of customers.
Yeah, you know.
They try to do it on their own, and it becomes overwhelming.
We encourage people to try it on your own. What we have is nothing magical. We don't have any secrets that we're trying to hide from anybody.
Yeah.
We've had people buy our traps. They can't catch the moles with them. We will buy the traps back again. Just leave them in the lawn, and we'll take care of them.
Yeah, and there's no Bill Murray, you know, gopher voodoo that goes on with this. I mean, there is a science to it, and you know, that's why you want to use the experts at Tough Turf Mole Busters. Jim Zylstra with us from Tough Turf Mole Busters, owner and the guy behind the name. I want to have you give that special Wood Ready offer one more time, and then the best way they can get in touch with you.
We are offering a free core aeration with the sign up of a premium lawn fertilizing program, and you can give us a call at 616-554-9499, or like Phil said, find us on the web at toughturfmolebusters.com.
And in our final moment here, geographically, if somebody's listening to us and they're wondering, well, I wonder if Jim will bring his Tough Turf Mole Busters trucks and out to my lawn, talk about the area you cover.
We cover all of West Michigan. That is the Lakeshore, Muskegon down to Saugatuck, Kalamazoo. We extend out to Lowell, and then in the north end, we're through Cedar Springs.
Okay. All right. And for extra, will you dump the moles on my unkind neighbor's yard? No, never mind.
You know, we do not do drive-by molings.
I was wondering about that. Or maybe around election time, if there's a politician who's stuffed too many millers in your mailbox. The one and only Jim Zylstra, and a name you can trust and depend on, Tough Turf Mole Busters. Jim, always fun talking to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Phil.
He's been with us on this edition of Wood Radio's Talk of the Town.